dance music. It's the craze that's sweeping the nation. A delightful new invention that will have your hips shaking, your fingers pointing, and your face flying in different directions. So addictive, in fact, the kids are downing tools and becoming DJs. Look at little Timmy here. Wanted to be an astronaut when he grows up. Now he spins vinyl in Berlin. And what about poor Susie? Could have been an air hostess. Instead, she's the queen of techno. But it's not all jam tarts and roses. It's tough out there. Nobody wants to knock boots with a failed DJ, so you better smarten up quick, Sonny Jim. Luckily, we have the antidote for that little DJ pea brain of yours. You're now listening to the 5-Minute Masterclass with Mikey Maguire.
Are you a lone wolf when it comes to your music career? Are you kind of on the journey on your own? Do you feel like you're going it solo and there's nobody really there to help you, to fuel you on? There's nobody looking out for you. There's nobody there to support you. If you win, it'll be thanks to your own efforts. If you lose, it'll be all your own fault. Does that feel like you? If so, you're probably a lone wolf. And this is something we see a lot in the dance music industry. I was when I started out, and lots of the time you just can't help it, you know? When I got into dance music as a teenager, there was nobody in my family that listened to it. We were in the countryside in Ireland. There wasn't a big scene for it then. And so you were kind of forced to be a lone wolf. Other people on the opposite end of the spectrum, you know, they do it by choice. It's a mindset thing. They see the DJs around them as competition. If, let's say, when you're starting out, you have a local nightclub that's quite popular, and you could have a whole network of DJs, a community of DJs that are going to that club every single weekend, trying to work their way in, trying to get on the lineups, trying to get on the slots, trying to make a name for themselves, or you know, putting things out there, putting yourself out there, as the saying goes. And you can either see them as competition and you'll win or they'll win, but you know, you don't sleep with the devil. Sleep with the enemy, sleep with the devil, whatever. Or you can look at them as collaborators, people that are going to help you get stronger. If you go solo, it hurts you for a number of reasons. And this is one of them. If you're solo, you're going to get less opportunities. You're going to be exposed to less. You know less people. You have access to less opportunities. You have access to less ideas. Your motivation, not always, but can be lower because you don't have other people exposing you to new things, new experiences, new ideas, new bursts of energy. The best way to do this is rather than thinking of everybody as competition and it's you versus you, instead, it works best when you build a community around you, especially around your thing. Even if you're on the way up and nobody wants anything to do with you as an artist, you can still create lots of things around you that attract other DJs like a magnet. Let's say you have nothing to offer a promoter and you're finding it really hard to get booked. Well, you could start an online radio station that would cost you, you can do one for $3.99 a month. Google Azura Hosting. They do like online radio stations for $3.99 a month. You can do it for $3.99 a month where you can schedule all the shows and have an online stream. And you can start promoting it on your socials. But what's easier is if you go to everybody in your area, all the upcoming DJs and say, hey, I'm starting an online radio station for the area. Would you like to be on? Would you like to be on? See if you can get one person on. And then use the fact that that person's on to get their friend, to get another person. Now you'll use the fact that those two people are on to get the third person. Hey, those two people are on. Do you want on? And you leverage one off the other. And slowly but surely, all of a sudden now, you've lots of people agreed to be on this because no one else is doing it. No one else is doing it in the area. This sounds great. Why not? I've got a mix-up made already. You can have that. And then you've got this thing that all of these other DJs are on, you're sharing it on your socials and saying, hey, on my, whatever you call your station, name it your brand, whatever. This weekend on XYZ FM, we have this act and this act and this act. You give all of those acts the artwork as well. Now they're sharing it on their socials. All of a sudden, you're the center of a thing that's attracting other DJs around you. You're a kingmaker. Or maybe you set up a label and you don't even need to be releasing on the label. You don't need to produce even to set up a label. You can set up a label and start releasing, curating sounds that you love and releasing other artists and just running marketing campaigns, running some ads to it. You can do quite well with a decent marketing campaign targeted right. Some like a clever trick that I seen some friends of mine, Black Seven Music, the Broder Twins, when they set up their label, nobody knew it. And so they released on their label first, but because nobody knew it, they wanted to get some clout, they approached the Italo Brothers and said, would you like to remix? And obviously there's a remix fee that needs to be paid. The Italo Brothers liked the track, they paid them the fee, and they came on as remixers. And so now, instead of being an unknown label with unknown artists releasing an unknown track, it's a new label, and there's an Italo Brothers remix. And there's lots of big name DJs already playing the Italo Brothers. And so you're sending the music out to all these big DJs, and they're seeing, the Italo Brothers remix. I play the Italo Brothers all the time. And now you're piggybacking the Italo Brothers and their clout. And you're getting DJs to listen to your music and play it because they already played the Italo Brothers. And so you're using them as an anchor. So there's lots of artists that will remix for a fee if they like the track. You can approach them and have them remix for whatever track it is you're releasing on the label. Start to do this on a monthly basis. And now you have a label that's releasing credible artists and doing great things, whether you produce or whether you don't. And it's a magnet for DJs. DJs are sending you music. You can do showcases. Now you're in the mix. You can start your own event series. You know, again, use it as a magnet. Don't try and promote on your own. I ran events when I was on the up and I was on my own and they bombed because of it. Whereas if you reach out to, is there 10 DJs in your city that would love the chance to play regular, just like you would? Well, get them involved. Have three play one night, three play the other night. Ask them all to bring some friends. Try and get a vibe going. If you're not booking big acts and paying lots of money for, flights and hotels and all this sort of stuff, it's easy to have a couple of nights where the crowd isn't as big as you would want because you haven't loads of money invested in it. If you can get a deal with the venue where you take the door, they take the bar, the venue's not costing you anything either, and you can grow it. You can put some effort into it. Hey, do all these three things together, the radio and the events and the label. Now you've got something considerable going on, and you're a magnet for other artists, other DJs, other opportunities. And then shit starts to happen for you because you can make it happen. You can choose what happens. If you don't want to do any of that, even just surrounding yourself with other DJs and collaborating, do a guest, do a podcast, do like a mix series once a week. Do it for 2 hours. You do the first hour and each week you invite a guest on. And that guest is a resident in a club that you want to play or somebody that releases a lot on a label that you want to release on or somebody that you respect or that's already on the way up. And your radio show should be full, or your mix series, it's the same thing, should be full of those sorts of people. And now, all of the people that are on their way up and doing well, they're all part of your world. They're all on your show. This is the way forward. Being solo and a lone wolf and thinking you're gonna be self-made. There's no such thing as a self-made man. No such thing as a self-made woman. They always had help. They always had people watching out for them or giving them opportunities or giving them a yes at some point. And so don't be a lone wolf. Find ways to insert yourself into a community that exists, or better still, as I've just explained, make the community come to you. Build some things that other DJs would want to be a part of. And if that works, then you can bring that to promoters and say, hey, we'd like to do a collab. We'd like to co-host your second room, or go to a festival and say, we'd like to do a mini stage at your event next year. Here's what we've been doing. We have the people already. Once you have something that's of interest that DJs and their audiences are attracted to, well, then you can bring that to events and they will be just as attracted. And you're making stuff happen as opposed to being waiting for stuff happening all the time, waiting at the side of the pitch for the manager to let you on. Do you ever feel like that as a DJ, as a producer, that you're just waiting for a label to say yes, waiting for a promoter to reply to you? Stop waiting. Just take it. Just take it. And it's not going to be easy, but it is straightforward. You just get going. Okay? I'll see you in the next episode of the 5-Minute Masterclass.